KSRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Another day and another Senate vote that failed to end the federal government shutdown, now in its eighth day. Frustration is mounting among lawmakers, heard speaking in the hallways of Capitol Hill.
They're sitting in their basements. With all due respect, you voted multiple times to keep the government shut down, okay? The Republican members from Arizona voted to keep the government open. So don't sit here and try to lecture us about whether or not we did our job. We did our job. You did not.
There's also frustration among furloughed federal workers. Randy Irwin is president of the National Federation of Government Employees and says the president would be breaking the law when he says he may pick and choose which workers get back pay.
We are in a dangerous spot in this country when the president thinks that he can just, ignore laws that are written in plain English. That law that you must give back pay to federal employees, okay? That is written in plain English, and he's just telling the American people that he's going to ignore it.
Former FBI Director James Comey has pleaded not guilty to allegations that he lied to Congress 5 years ago. Correspondent Alana Durkin-Richer was in the Alexandria, Virginia federal courthouse earlier today.
He sat quietly throughout the brief hearing, blanked between his lawyers while the defense and the prosecutors worked out logistics, including setting a trial date for January 5th. Comey didn't really speak during the hearing other than to thank the judge when the judge informed him of the charges against him and of his legal rights.
Comey's trial date tentatively set for January. President Trump says Israel-Hamas negotiations are going along very well and that he may travel to the Middle East this weekend if a Gaza deal comes together. This is SRN News. Americans are worried about the birth rate.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center says that 53% of adults believe that people choosing to have fewer children in the future will hurt the U.S. That's up 6 points from last year. A growing number of experts have been drawing attention to the falling American birth rate. Women of childbearing age need to average 2.1 kids to keep a country's population steady. The U.S. birth rate is 1.6 and headed down, a problem afflicting much of the industrialized world. Michael Harrington reporting.
The British government says it will give police stronger powers to restrict repeated protests. This comes after nearly 500 people were arrested at a demonstration supporting a banned pro-Palestinian group. The Home Office says it will change the law so that police can consider the cumulative impact of frequent protests on local areas. Some Jews say the demonstrations have created a threatening atmosphere and allowed anti-Semitism to spread. This is SRN News. Commercial building owners are trying a new way to keep employees cool during the dog days of summer.
They're turning to ice batteries for air conditioning. It's a technology that freezes water into ice at night when electricity is cheaper and then lets it thaw during the day to cool indoor spaces. Experts say it reduces emissions and strain on the grid and lowers electricity demand. With rising electricity costs and growing energy demands, especially from data centers, ice thermal energy storage gaining attention as a sustainable and cost-effective solution for air conditioning. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Supreme Court appears ready to revive a Republican challenge to an Illinois law that allows the counting of late-arriving mail ballots. The law in question allows ballots postmarked by Election Day to be counted if they are received up to 2 weeks later. More details at srnnews.com.